Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. I don't know if it's too late to say Happy New Year, but Happy New Year. We had a preemption last week with the hockey game. I'm joined in studio with Shelley Humble, who is CEO and president of Eve's Tribe. Happy New Year to you, Shelley.
Same to you, Patty.
And I know we're going to talk later because there's been lots of stuff happening with evestribe.com, and we're going to get an update from you.
Yes.
And you're going to stay for the hour and have a little chit-chat?
Absolutely.
And we've got Lorna Vanderhagen on later, who knows all about weight loss and belly fat. Well, you don't have any of these things, but anyways, hormones, we all have those.
Those we have.
Yeah. And of course, we always like to talk about food. And first off the show is Sandra Hellemus from What's for Dinner. And I know you've, did I say your name right? Hello, Seth? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
TJ, it's like dealing with his mom with the old VCR, you know? Where's the buttons? How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. And it's Hellemus.
It's Hellemus, yes.
Hellemus. Yes. What's that origin of your name?
It's from Ukraine.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah.
And What's for Dinner? You've been really busy, I know, and you've got lots of exciting news, which we're going to talk about later. But we kind of want to talk about some crock pot ideas because you are a huge fan of them. And I just actually started this week because I had one of your lovely meals and it said crock pot would work. And it was a stew and it was delicious. And the crock pot was so handy.
Oh, thank you. Yes, they are a lifesaver, actually. And I think, you know, they were really quite popular years and years ago. And I really start, they're really becoming more and more popular now, I think, because of everybody's busy lifestyle. And I think people are realizing how easy they are. And, you know, they're time-saving, they're cost-effective, and the food tastes great.
And you just have to get them out, though, right? Because if you put them in a cupboard somewhere, they're a little bigger than they used to be in the olden days, little round things. But they're also a lot better than they used to be because the heat's more controlled.
Well, yeah, and there's a number of things with the ones that you see nowadays on the counter is their thermostat. Some of them have thermostats, and some of them also have timers. Mm-hmm. And I actually just saw one. I think it was at Costco. They actually had a two-compartment one. And I was looking, I go, oh, that's so cool. But I already have two crock pots and I don't need a third.
Two compartments. So that would be like to do vegetables maybe later on and a lower heat or something?
Yeah, you could do a lower heat, shorter period of time.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you actually. So if you have a roast and they say put the veg underneath, would that overcook them too much if you're doing a roast for 8 hours?
Or? Well, you know, the nice thing about slow cooking and those type of, crock pots is that it's really impossible to burn them. However, on the other side is you can tend to overcook them, especially with the vegetables. But I think some of the crock pots are really more effective as far as, you know, like if they have the thermostat and they have timers, because then they can figure out what the temperature is and then they'll turn it off and just simmer it. But if you have one of the older ones, they tend to not do that and they'll just cook at the same steady rate.
Well, I did a soup. It took all day. It was like, oh, this is going to be good. And then I put the cream in and it just went for, curdled. It was horrible. Yeah. Why can you not put, do cream-based soups in a crock pot?
What's probably happened is you've probably put a cold to a hot.
Oh.
So sometimes it's better to mix it with a little bit warmer and then slowly stir it, incorporate it, so it has some time to, you know, the two temperatures match up.
You're a good cooker.
Oh, I don't know.
Does everybody know this? Shelley, do you know this one?
Did not know.
Do you use a crock pot ever?
No. That sounds like just too much organization on my part to be able to plan my meal first thing in the morning for supper. That's just way too much organization.
How do you address that, Sandra?
You know, I guess you can do it the night before, and you just throw it in. What we tend to do here at the store is we have a lot of frozen entrees. So I like to actually put the whole entree frozen right into the crock pot in the morning.
Oh.
And then it has enough moisture. You don't have to add, you know, with mine, you don't have to add the water. So, you know, and if you do your main meat, then it's so much easier to add really your veggie. And there's some really great frozen veggies right now, too. And actually, they taste better than sometimes fresh because they've picked them and froze them right, you know, from the picking. So they actually taste better than fresh because the fresh, you know, takes weeks to get here. So
hey, no excuse, Shelley. So you can just put in a frozen roast.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to have liquid with necessarily, like, a lot of liquid to do. It won't dry up or burn or anything?
Depends. Yeah, it depends on your slow cooker, you know, because everyone's different in how new it is. Like with mine, I have a temperature thermometer, so it's hard to use that if it's frozen. And a lot of times I'll just say to the kids, you know, if they're home, I says, can you just make sure after it thaws a little bit just to stick it in a little bit more? And then it'll take its food, you know, the temperature from the meat and adjust, you know, once it hits that temperature, then it'll go to a simmer mode instead of just still cooking.
Okay, and you had, I know you've got lots of products there that go great in a slow cooker, mm-hmm. and definitely in January, you've got lots of nice ideas that you can use in there. What if you're making something, starting with your slow cooker you got one for Christmas, do you have any ideas for people to make something nice?
Oh, well, you know, there are so many recipes out there and there's so many books. The easiest ones, like I said, is just basically a roast. You can, and the nice thing about doing a slow cooker, too, is you can use less expensive meats, so it's very cost-effective. And a lesser expensive cut of meat, you know, if you cook at a slow temperature for a longer period of time, it just becomes more and more tender.
Do you need to brown that meat first, or can you put it, like you said, you can put it straight in, you don't need to brown meat.
No, and what I like to do is I like to just put, you know, the meat in, and I'll put some fresh garlic, some onions, salt and pepper, and, you know, if it's frozen, then I'll put a little bit of water, you know, a little bit of water in, but not a lot, and it just, you know, and then you can make, with the drippings, you can make gravy afterwards. And then after that, if you put a huge big roast in, then you have enough, you know, beef generally, if it's beef, for sandwiches the next day for school lunches and that.
Sounds easy, doesn't it, Shelley?
Yes, we should go to her place for dinner one night. I think it's perfect.
I think we've got it made. You make it for us.
That's right. We solved it.
I like how you think.
And there's actually a lot of recipes that they call it, you make one meal and then you have enough for the next day's meal. So if it's a chicken, then you can use, you know, any chicken left over for wraps the next day. So it's really, it's actually saving you time.
I kind of think it is a great thing. It's amazing that you open that pot up, whether you're making a pea soup or something, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful and ready to go, and it's all in one vessel, so mm-hmm. it really saves a lot on cleanup and all that stuff, and you've always got food on the go.
Yeah, and also when you come home, there's nothing like walking in the front door, and you have that home-cooked smell food, you know.
I'm a convert. Now, listen, speaking of which, I love your food. I love What's for Dinner.
Oh, thank you.
You are doing free assembly now. Tell us about that.
Sarah. We are. Free assembly always now. We've just been listening to our clients, and again, everybody is so busy, and they so wanted to come in and assemble. You know, how we first had it set up, which our clients would come in to assemble mm-hmm. and take their, you know, entrees home. But we also had a service that we'd assemble for our clients. We'd have a low, you know, assembly fee with that. But what I was finding is they so wanted to come in, but they just didn't have the time. Mm-hmm. So from a business point of view, I've more or less just re-looked at the whole business plan and really changed the model so that, you know, by us cutting back our overhead and our space, and it's faster for us to assemble, you know, six roasts, you know, at once. And then because of that, we can now, you know, offer free assembly. So normally our fee, we can waiver that now for a full-time basis. So,
and that's nice. And, you know, the product is great. And I found the mm-hmm. same thing. It was hard to come in and commit the time to, mm-hmm. to come and do it, but I love the product. So
right.
How do people get hold of you, Sandra, if they want to look at your menus and see what you've got for January?
Yeah, everything is on our website. It's whatsfordinner.ca, so that's WHATS, the number 4, dinner.ca. And also while you're on our website, you can click onto our Facebook because we're running a contest right now. Mm-hmm. So with our free assembly, and it's basically, you know, letting us know what you can do now with these 2 hours, free hours of, you know, instead of coming in to assemble, what are you going to do with those two free hours?
That's what my kids are asking me. What do you do?
And you can win. The one with the most unique answer will get 3 of our great meals.
So that's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm.
Shelley, there you go. You can get some
food. I'll be on the website later, that's for sure.
Okay. And you have to go on Shelley's website. Okay, well, listen, Happy New Year to you, Sandra. I'll be seeing you next week.
Okay.
Take good care.
Okay,
when we come back, we're
going
to talk to Shelley about EvesTribe.com.
When news breaks, Victoria turns to CFAX 1070. News, weather, traffic. When you need to know. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
You don't have to live with a drip.
Hey!
Some people suffer for days, weeks, even months with a drip.
I've got feelings, you know.
Take charge. Call Soar Contracting, your roofing specialist, and they'll end your drip pronto.
I'm out of here!
Not you, the one up there!
Oh!
Coming from the ceiling.
Got it.
Call 474-7325 today.
So embarrassing.
Or click online at soarcontracting.com. That's S-O-A-R-E contracting.com.
It's all included when planning a cruise with Regent Seven Seas Cruises. 2-for-1 fares, plus bonus savings, free round-trip air, unlimited shore excursions, luxury hotel package, beverages, fine wine, and premium spirits, and prepaid gratuities. Plus, our signature network amenities, hosted departures, and shipboard credit on select sailings. Hi, I'm Rhonda Parker from Cruise Experts Travel, and I specialize in cruising. Call me, 250-384-8100. Cruise Experts Travel, your island connection.
At Thermaspa, it's all about me. Hi, this is Sari. Ever since I was in high school, I have been very self-conscious about my acne. Thankfully, a family friend introduced me to Thermaspa. Their staff are experts in skincare, and they recommended Cleansiderm from Obagi for my acne. I was so happy with the results, plus had no skin irritation. My skin looks great, which makes me feel confident.
Visit us at 1830 Oak Bay Avenue or online at dermaspa.ca.
Mike Powers was on his boat when he got hit by a car. No one drowned because it happened in Mike's driveway. Mike's wife was worried about him because she was driving the car. Happily, no one got hurt, but the accident caused a small fire, which is how Mike got a brand new garage. Last year, Mike had arranged home, car, and boat insurance with the people at Megson Fitzpatrick, which is lucky because they don't sell marriage insurance. Megson Fitzpatrick Insurance, your trusted advisor.
We are back in the studio. Joining me for the hour is Shelley Humble, and she's a great co-host, but also she's got a great new business, and she's the CEO and president of EvesTribe.com, and you had a soft launch last month, and tell us a bit about Eve's Tribe. Just remind the listeners what a game
okay.
it is.
Well, what we do is we describe it as a social networking sanctuary for women.
Oh.
And what it is, it's a private, secure online community, and allows all the members the ability to speak really from their true voice, mm-hmm. to share with other women, to ask questions, get honest answers, and just be there for each other. You know, or I guess if you want, you can just use a place to keep your thoughts and your life private and safe, an online diary.
Right. You have, so you have different areas people can go to.
That's
and
right.
You kind of started this because your own personal, what you were going through.
My own life at the time, yeah.
And kind of as a service for yourself and for others that didn't have anywhere to really turn when they were going through a loss or mm-hmm. whatever it may be in their life, that sometimes it can be very lonely because at the end of the day, we are kind of alone.
That's right. And it wasn't even... When I started, it was because I had gone through my husband passing early in life, and I couldn't really find anybody that I could share my voice with equally. And it caused me concern. But more and more as I talked to other women, there was all kinds of things that women wanted to talk about but were not brave enough to do it because there's things they'd like to share, their deepest thoughts or concerns. But I know for me, like I have children and, you know, my husband and my friends, and there's a lot of things I would never want to share because I didn't want them to think that I wasn't who I was supposed to be in their
that's
life.
That's so true because people just, how are you? They want to hear fine.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear all
yeah.
the stuff, right?
Yeah, and your children, they want to know that their mom is strong, you know, and, you know, your partner wants to believe that you're wise and your coworkers want you to be smart. And some days you just need to say, hey, somebody,
give
I'm just
tissues.
Me. Yeah, I'm just me. I'm having a moment. But it's been so much fun because the women that have joined, I mean, they're just being so honest and so out there. And the other women are responding to them. They're keeping each other safe. And it's just a great little world.
And I think a lot of people of a certain age don't know how to get involved and start this stuff and don't really want to be public and want to know the ropes, but to have it kind of safe and secure.
Yeah.
And, you know, we go through so much as women and at a certain age, especially with dealing with parents and family. And so many things are on your shoulders. But we don't really chat about it because everything should be light all the time. So I guess you have a mixture of everything, though, right?
We do. We have humor on there. We have women joking. We have women that are just going crazy and need someone to vent. They want advice or they're thinking of doing something in business or they've gone through a crisis or they could just want to tell somebody, hey, you know, today I had just a great day at work. It was just awesome. And, you know, I laughed myself silly. And just to say
positive
it to somebody.
Stuff. Well, and speaking of which, a business, I mean, you started this and you said 2 years ago, if you thought you're going to be in a tech kind of a savvy world, you would have said no way. And Here you are.
I know. And like, I know my family and everybody else will agree with that statement because it really wasn't part of my personality. But what I was trying to look for on the internet wasn't there. Then I had to build it. And so I had to sort of immerse myself in the world. And I was really fortunate because I met some great people here in Victoria that worked with me, two companies, Park Systems and Peloton Technologies. They're the master builders, these people, and they saw my vision and they worked diligently to bring it. Because not only are we creating a world for women to communicate and they communicate anonymously, but they're secure and safe. And that is a big thing.
Now.
And that probably took the most time and effort is to protect the members.
And so how do women join this and kind of costs and stuff?
Okay, well, what it is they can just go to our website, www.easttribe.com, and they can click right there to join. There's a 30-day free trial. They can try it out.
Nice.
When you apply, when you come into the system, like if you come in, which one day I hope you will, Patty, when you're filling in the application, you're Patty Mac, but when you walk into, come into the system, you have an Eve ID number that you choose.
And can I be Diva 1?
No. Well, you know what? But then if we get to be Diva 1, then everybody know it would be Patty Mac. So no, you just lost your chance.
Oh, there you go.
But anyway, so you'll be known as, let's say, Eve 123456,
okay.
And that's how you are safe. You're anonymous, so you can really speak truly from your true voice inside. Say anything you want to any of the women. Share what you want, mm-hmm. knowing that you're going to be responded to because our system guarantees a minimum of 5 responses. For anything you send out, because nothing's worse in social networking is when you send something out, you share from your heart, and nobody answers.
Yeah,
that just all of us just want to be heard, mm-hmm. and I don't care what the issue is. So mm-hmm. that is one of the parts. So you're guaranteed a response. You have a place, we call it the vault, and here's where you manage your communications, and you have a private section there. So if you're the type of woman that just wants to journal and keep your diary there, you're welcome to do it, you know.
And that's kind of neat. So it's a private, so your diary, no one's going to be flipping through it and
reading
it. No one
can even get to that, no. And we have no spam. We have no advertising. That stuff drives me nuts. This is your place. You own it. So there's no pop-up ads. There's no little people running across your screen. There's no flash. It's a total peaceful place for you. It belongs to you, and which makes a difference. And we never send you emails out to your regular email address. We never give away your information to any other people. This is you pay for the service.
You thought this through thoroughly. And what have you learned so much about business? And what are you learning?
What am I learning from my I think what I have learned is a couple things. When I had many anxiety attacks, I think anybody that tries anything new does. Yeah. I started to realize that at the end of the day, what I was doing was not going to define me as a person. I know the people that knew me and loved me would always stand by me. Mm-hmm. And I know that even when you sometimes get so overwhelmed, you never look at the mountain. You just put your head down, look at your feet, and walk bit by bit, step by step, and you'll do it.
Wow.
You know, and we brought it home, and we're very, very proud of it.
And that's a good piece of advice for people starting a business, is mm-hmm. that it really is day to day. Have your plan, but things can change. Also, I'm sure from your original idea, getting input from other people and from the specialists, you had to adapt to different ideas. But you've done it.
Yeah.
A couple times,
like, I was sure my children were going to come and take me away because I'm sure they were thinking their mother was just off in some deep end idea. But now they're all just rooting me on, you know. But
no, it's a great name.
Yeah, it is. You know, we're all Eves, you know. I mean, Eves is, you know, there's so many different interpretations if you look back at what, you know, what it could stand for, you know.
Now, that's important, too. How did you come up with a name?
Oh, that's just too funny. I just came up with it, literally. I literally was in bed, mm-hmm. and I'd come up with this idea, and I'm laying there, and I'm going to myself, okay, what can I call it? What can I call it? And this Eve's Tribe came up, and I'm going, Eve's Tribe. And so I kept it inside for about a month, because you know when you finally mm-hmm. say it and share it with somebody, it becomes real? Right. So as long as it's in your mind, no one's going to say anything. Yeah. Once you share.
And if you say it, they can knock it down.
Yeah,
too.
That's right. That wasn't really there yet.
Yeah.
So, and it was really funny because, in fact, one of the women that is on the team and she's on the board, she was out from Calgary visiting me and we were out for dinner. And I started telling her about my idea and she was so excited. She couldn't believe it. We were talking on and on. And then she said to me, well, she's, what are you going to call it? And I said, well, I was thinking of evestribe.com. And she looked at me and she goes, what a great name. And I said, yeah. And she says, well, have you got it? And I says, got it. She says, have you gone to the internet and secured it? And I said, no. She says, oh, my gosh. And so she went, paid the bill. We literally ran down the street all the way to my house. And if things aren't meant to be, right, we went on the internet, banged it up, and sure enough, it was available. And it was like, that's ours. So there's a destiny. You know, some
wow,
things are,
that was your first anxiety attack.
That was like, oh, I am so in trouble.
Because you didn't even know.
No.
But sometimes it's good to know that what you don't know.
Yeah, that's right. You are led, you know. Sometimes we just don't realize that. You know, we always think it's our idea.
Right. And you were saying, you know, you have ideas and you're a leader, but you also know how to delegate. And
yes.
That's really important, right? If you're going to take on this big thing is to have other people that know their area.
What makes me great is I always have people around me that are better.
Oh, well. Yeah,
so, because these, and everybody.
Well, you are humble, Shelley Humble. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. The name, I sort of wear it really well.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you're going to be at the health show?
I am. We are going to be, as I said, we launched last month. We're getting our members in now. But we're going to be at the Victoria Health Show. It's our first trade show. And we're really excited meeting people.
Yeah.
We're going to have a great little booth set up. Want people to come by and see us, meet
us. January 28th, 29th, Victoria
at the Conference Center. Yeah. And want people to come by and visit us. And if they, we're going to have computers set up there. And if they sign up for the 30-day trial right there, they get to put their name in for our booth draw, and we are going to give away an iPad 2.
Ooh.
It's going to be nice. I know. We're
oh,
all
that's
sort
a
of,
goodie.
Yes.
My husband got one for Christmas, and he's insane.
I got one for Christmas, too.
I haven't seen him. And he's playing Luxor or some kind of game. Like, he's insane about the games.
They're just wonderful tools. And Eve's Tribe just works beautiful on it. So you can just take your communications as you walk and
good
stuff.
Good one.
You know, they say we're going to have three or four of us there, we'll be able to talk about it. We'll be able to take a sneak peek at our site, right? And inside it, and we'll let you take a look and see what the members see. And but you won't be able to participate and see their numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really exciting for us to be there.
Well, I'll have to log in.
You had better log in.
Because there's a, you know, nothing to lose, right?
Well, there isn't. There is nothing to lose. And you know what? We don't expect people to be sitting in front of the Eve's Tribe screen 24/7. It's not where there's this constant dialogue. But it's just nice that if you just want to be there for somebody else, you'll get emails saying, you know, you got email and you check your account and you can be there for another woman. Or if you just want to share something or ask a recipe or do anything.
Yeah. It's like having a free shrink.
It is. And, you know, who's better than your girlfriends to do that?
No kidding. Okay, you're going to stay with us for the next half hour. We're going to have Lorna Vanderhagen on after the news and we're looking forward to that.
Hey, it's me, your GPS. You're always telling me where to go, which is okay. But lately, I've been wanting more. To go somewhere new, with shopping and hiking trails, entertainment. Please, tell me to take you to West Hills. I know the way. Let's go home. Let's go home.
West Hills, family homes from just $364.9. Find West Hills, find home at westhillsbc.com.
I have to make an impression every single time I'm in there.
Tuesday at 6.
I'm trying to cast Vanessa Hudgens' sister in this new film. You'd be perfect.
Really?
Much Music is your only destination.
Blonde, boobs, I use it to my advantage.
For fresh new episodes,
get me an audition
of the hot new series.
I'm never more than a number to these guys.
From the producers of Degrassi.
Pilot just got picked up, so he's moving into a new mansion.
I got the job.
The L.A. Complex, Tuesday at 6, only on Much.
It's 11:30. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. The news begins right now.
It's partly cloudy downtown and sitting at 4 degrees still. Good morning, I'm Kyle Reynolds. Police are seeking a male suspect in connection with an armed robbery in Esquimalt early in the evening yesterday. Victoria PD say the suspect, described only as a middle-aged male, entered the Spiral Cafe on Craigflower Road last night, approached the cashier, and produced a knife. The man then took off with an undisclosed amount of cash. The new chief of staff for Premier Christy Clark, a liberal, is a conservative who has publicly supported some of the federal Tories' controversial moves. Ken Bosenkuhl has been an advisor to Prime Minister Stephen Harper in the past and a Tory election strategist. Abbotsford Police and the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team are probing the death of a 21-year-old man early this morning. Constable Ian McDonald says the man's friend found his body at a home just after midnight.
It was deemed that the circumstances were suspicious enough that we should embark on an investigation. That investigation has come to include our major crime detectives. We've had our forensic identification unit folks out there. And because it is a suspicious death, we have brought in IHIT as well.
McDonald adds police had been to the home in the past, but not frequently. No other information is currently being released. And an Ontario couple on a winter vacation were among thousands of passengers on a cruise ship that ran aground just off the coast of Italy last night.
They were among several Canadians on board the Costa Concordia, which ran aground off a tiny island near the coast of Tuscany and tearing a 50-meter gash in its hull. Jory Willits of Wingham says her parents, Alan and Lori, are shaken, but okay.
She said that they were fine, that at that time they'd been staying in a school on the island.
She says they are now in a hotel in Rome. Three people have been confirmed dead and 70 others are unaccounted for. Chris Mayberry, The Canadian Press.
After the news at 11 o'clock this morning, we called the number listed for the Martin residence. We did not get a correct answer, though, to our newsmaker question. So after the news at noon, our new jackpot will be $345 cash. And a quick glance at CFAX 1070 weather. Mainly cloudy today. There is a 60% chance, though, of showers or flurries with a high of 5 degrees expected today. Mainly cloudy tonight with another 60% chance of either flurries or showers and a low of 0. Tomorrow, however, we are expecting flurries throughout the day and a high of just 2 degrees. I'm Kyle Reynolds. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 11:33.
Straight Talk Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back. We're going to talk to Lerner Vanderhaeghe in a minute. Shelley Humble, you said you have some tickets to give away.
I do.
For the health fair show coming up. And you have a different way of getting those because you want to go through your website. So if people want them, you got lots of them.
I have.
But you have to contact not the phones here, but through Shelley. Go, Shelley.
Yeah, okay. Well, for people that would like to get some tickets and also to come by and say hi to us, hopefully, they can just go into our website, www.evetribe.com, and just a contact email and send that to me and I will get it and mail them out. They can also send a request to our Facebook page at evetribe.com. Same thing. I'll send them out to them and also Twitter. And if you're going to go to Facebook and Twitter, that means you love social networking. So make sure you like us and follow us.
Excellent. Also, if you ever want to get in touch with me or any of my guests, you can contact me at lifestylewithpattymack.com. Joining me on the phone right now is Alorna. Blah, blah, blah. Lerner Vanderhaeghe. I'm sure all of you have heard her before. She's an excellent speaker. She's an author. So many things. She has a passion for what she does. And I'm really happy to have you on the show. How are you, Lerna?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm very thankful to be on your show as well.
I've heard you so many times, and you speak so passionately and know so much about so many different areas. And your background that got you into this is your daughter was ill and you couldn't get the help you needed through traditional medicines?
Yeah, when I stopped breastfeeding my first child, she developed head-to-toe eczema, the worst thing you've ever seen, weeping, running, itchy. And we went from physician to physician and skin specialists, and the only thing they could recommend was cortisone creams, which had a whole host of side effects. So I went into a health food store for the first time, and the woman in the store said, your baby has an essential fatty acid deficiency. And we put her on borage oil, and within 3 weeks, this mess that had been around for months and months disappeared. And I went back to school, got a degree in biochemistry and nutrition, and the rest is history.
You don't fool around. If you want to get the answers, find out yourself and get a degree.
Well, sure. And the thing is that it was a fascinating field because, you know, most of us don't think about food as medicine. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this whole world of knowledge about how we could use food and nutrients to treat disease and I thought it was fascinating.
And it was meant to be. I mean, things don't happen by coincidence, right? This happened and you got into this field. And, you know, the cortisone thing, I know I tried that on my face years ago because I had a little rash, and it makes your skin thin, and they don't tell you about what happens afterwards. It's just a never-ending.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, eczema affects 90% of babies and children under the age of 5, about 30% of adults. And it's simply because in regards to essential fatty acids, we need certain essential fatty acids to keep the integrity of the skin healthy and to keep allergic reactions from foods and other things calm down as well. So it was a simple fix, and it sent me into the world of nutritional medicine, which I absolutely love.
And, you know, when my dad was ill, I think, you know, sometimes you don't get answers that you necessarily like from certain doctors, and doesn't mean they're not right, but there are other alternatives, and that's why I think what you do is fascinating. And a big field you're in is hormones, belly fat, weight. And I think as we get older, we think it's just, well, this is what happens, and sometimes we try and deal with it, nothing happens, and we just, you know, kind of give up. Can you give people hope for belly fat?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a whole host of reasons why we gain weight and why we can't lose it. And if it was as simple as running on the treadmill and cutting our calories, we would all be thin. And the bottom line is we have all kinds of contributors to weight gain, things like low thyroid. And the problem with thyroid today is that the tests that we get done at the doctor's office is got a range of normal that's too broad. So the doctor will tell you your thyroid's normal, even when when the thyroid has what we call subclinical low thyroid, which causes terrible weight gain. So you've always got to ask the doctor for a copy of your blood tests. And in this particular case, you need to have a TSH, which stands for thyroid stimulating hormone, below 2. If it's above 2, you're going to gain weight, and you won't be able to get that weight off, and particularly belly fat. So one of the reasons is low thyroid. The second reason is stress, because when we're under stress, we produce tons of cortisol, which is our stress hormone. And that actually, they've done research, they found it changes the shape of the fat cell around your abdomen, and it makes the fat cell resistant to fat loss. So basically, the door on the fat cell slams shut, and the fat cell just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and nothing you do changes it because it's related to this hormone cortisol. So there's two things that you could have that you may not even know about that could be causing your weight gain. And when we see in women in particular after the age of 40, the reason why we get this excess belly fat around our middle is because after 40, our estrogen starts surging. And estrogen is a hormone that makes us fat. And a lot of women find when they go on hormone replacement therapy, they'll pack on 15, 20 pounds and gain weight as well. And another reason is drugs. Some of the prescription medications like antidepressants can cause up to a 60-pound weight gain in a matter of months. And so we have to know these things that are linked to weight gain so we can fix them, and then the weight just falls off.
Lorna, you know, you go to a doctor and, you know, sometimes you may not even get a hello hardly. I mean, there's no testing done a lot of times. And as we get older, sometimes it's really dropped. Some doctors are great about doing a regular exam. Is that your best step, is to start with your doctor and then go to someone who is in natural health? Like, how do you find all these answers?
I think it's a really good question. You know, often if we're trying to deal with nutrition, our doctors maybe got 8 hours of nutritional education in their entire 10 years of education. So they're not really the person. It would be like going to the bakery to get the engine on your car fixed. Because it's nothing against our doctors. I mean, they're great people and we need them. Yeah. It's just that they're not experts in nutrition. That's not their field. So to go to them for those things. So the reason why I wrote Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss was so that women knew what tests to ask for. So walk into the office, say, I want this test, this test, this test. They're all covered by medical. They're simple tests. They're not expensive. It's nothing weird. Mm-hmm. And then get those tests done so you at least know, is my thyroid working? Is my cortisol off the map? Is my estrogen too high? You know, why? And then ask yourself, why am I taking all these medications? Am I taking medication because I'm not taking care of myself nutritionally? Because if that's the reason why, then we need to fix that. So, you know, all of those things. And then the bottom line is people cannot change their diet. And moms really have to listen to this, because if you've got a two-year-old at home and you're teaching them how to eat, they are going to eat like that until they are old. And the hardest thing for us to change is our diet. And that's why by now, in January, most people have fallen off their New Year's resolution, because you can't change the way they eat. And thankfully, in the health food store, we have nutritional supplements that have got excellent clinical research for weight loss with no diet change, because we all know that unless you've got cancer or heart disease or you're going to die, people don't change the way they eat.
We're going to have more with Lorna in just a minute.
First with traffic, tie-ups, closures, ferry waits, the information that can make or break your commute. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Shop with confidence at Save On Foods. We're priced right. Whole pork side ribs, frozen, breastbone attached, only $1.49 a pound. Or assorted varieties of Quaker crispy minis or rice cakes, card price just $1 each. Plus, for exclusive offers on products you want, sign up at SaveOnFoods.com. Save On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
Divorce. There's the old way and there's the fairway. If you're going through a divorce, you need to know that there is an alternative. That is Fairway Divorce Solutions, a company that is changing the way divorce happens internationally. Hi, I'm Karen Stewart, CEO and founder of Fairway Divorce Solutions, where you pay a flat fee, you avoid lengthy legal battles, you protect your assets and children, and you are empowered to make well-informed decisions.
Call 744-FAIR. Online at victoria.fairwaydivorce.com.
The moment you step in the door, you're actually glad to be at work. Monday morning never smelled so good. Fresh roasted, fresh brewed, level ground fair trade coffee at work. Sometimes the simplest things bring the most joy.
Level ground coffee. Level ground coffee. Level ground coffee.
Want happy, productive workers? Call Level Ground Fair Trade Coffee and brew up some real employee satisfaction today. Level ground at work.
What a perk.
Need cash today? Got some old jewelry lying around? Bring it to Old and Gold and exchange it for cash. For your old gold and silver, they'll beat any price in town. Old and Gold at Fort and Douglas, online at goldvictoria.com. Need some cash today? Got some gold DVDs, bikes, cameras, video games, tools, you know, stuff lying around? Bring it to Barclays and exchange it for cash. You'll see why they're the pawn stars of Victoria. Barclays Exchange in Chinatown, 516 Fiskard, 381-2121.
We are back in the studio. I have Shelley Humble from EvesTribe.com. On the phone, we have Lorna Vanderhaeg, who is an author, speaker, specialist in many areas with medicine. And Lorna, your books, you have six, seven books. Can you give us some of the names of your books?
Yes, absolutely. A Smart Woman's Guide to Hormones, A Smart Woman's Guide to Weight Loss, Get a Grip on Arthritis, Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution. And actually, many of my books are on the website for free at hormonehelp.com. So that's the word hormone and the word help, H-E-L-P. And you just have to go to the book button, and you can read Your 30-Day Heart Smart Solution and An A to Z to Woman's Guide to Vibrant Health and all of those books on the website.
Nice. I'll be reading all weekend. And you sell products too, Lorna?
Yes, I have a line of nutritional supplements that are designed specifically for women's health.
I was just talking to Shelley in the break, and, you know, we almost need like a clinic, a Lorna clinic, where we can come in and have all this testing done, right? Well, and have these ideas so that it's so specialized and people get so frustrated with it, and yet there are solutions.
Oh, this is the thing. Not a single person should feel bad. And I mean, I have women come to me that are so frustrated. They've gained 40 pounds. They have no sex drive. Their skin is drying out. They have no energy. You know, they just, and they're saying, this is not me. This is not who I am. And all my doctor wants to give me is antidepressants.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's not going to solve the problem either. So yeah, it starts with taking charge of your health and knowing that this is your body. And when you walk in the doctor's office, you say to them, look, I need this because I can't live like this anymore. I need to feel better. And our doctors are so overwhelmed. I would not want to be a physician today.
Yeah.
There are not enough of them. In a seven-minute doctor visit, they can't help us.
No, of course. So we read your book. We know what to ask for. We ask for the test because we can do that and then go from there. You talk a lot about hormones, and as we get older, you know, maybe it's like stock. We don't know everything about it. You know, we don't know all the terms. So, you know, some people have a hard time and they get hot flashes. Some people seem to breeze through. What are the different stages of menopause?
Okay. So in regards to what you just said about some women who just have so many hot flashes and night sweats and they feel like crazy people, and then the person who breezes through, there is a reason for that. The woman who has an effortless menopause, and a menopause means 1 year with no periods, mm-hmm. a woman who goes through menopause with virtually no symptoms, she has great functioning adrenal glands. And your adrenal glands are your backup hormone system. These are two little glands that sit on top of your kidneys. And when your ovaries shut down at menopause, your adrenals kick in. They make progesterone and estrogen and testosterone and DHEA and cortisol. And so women who have great functioning adrenal glands, they sail through menopause. They're looking at the other women going, I don't know what your problem is because I feel great.
Yeah, exactly.
And so when a woman goes through menopause, we have to treat her adrenals as well as, you know, treating the symptoms of menopause. And so we have perimenopause, which I find is more challenging for most women, and that's the 10 to 15 years before your periods stop. We have the highest rates of hysterectomy in the world here in Canada, and a lot of the reasons for hysterectomy have to do with heavy periods due to fibroids and things like that. So the risk in perimenopause is having a hysterectomy, and women will have everything from polyps, fibroids, endometriosis, period problems, you know, fluctuations in their weight, difficulty handling stress, all of those types of things. So, you know, perimenopause can be even more challenging for women than menopause. And today we have 1 in 6 women who are infertile who are in the childbearing years. So we've got lots of hormonal problems contributing to how we feel.
And with heavy periods, what do you recommend for that as if a person of a certain age and they're problematic instead of having hysterectomy?
Well, heavy periods are the easiest thing to treat. And women go, really? What we use 3 products for that work very quickly. One is EstroSmart, which is a combination of herbs and nutrients designed to get your estrogen to progesterone ratio normal. Because in women with heavy periods, they have way too much estrogen. And estrogen's a hormone that makes your uterine lining thicker. That's its job. So more estrogen, thicker your lining gets, thicker, 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 thicker. And then when you finally do have a period, it's like, you know,
call the ambulance.
Yeah. Exactly. That's exactly what happens. So we use EstroSmart, and women take 4 capsules a day of that. And then there's a tincture. It's called Shepherd's Purse Tincture. And on the first day of bleeding, you take 20 drops every couple of hours while you're awake. And that helps. And then the third thing is a nutrient called Bone Booster. And people say, Bone Booster for heavy periods? Well, that's because it contains a couple of things, but one in particular, vitamin K2, MK7, which is a wonderful agent to stop heavy periods. And in those 3 things, in every woman that I've treated over the last 9 years with heavy periods, their periods normalize. And then, you know, you could start to build up iron, because what women don't understand is that when you have 2 heavy periods in a row, you become anemic. And when you're anemic, which means low, low iron, you bleed more. So it's a vicious cycle, low anemia, low iron, bleeding heavier, lower iron. And so, you know, we need to fix this problem.
You need to come over and talk to all my friends. Wow.
Yeah, it's a big problem for women in their 40s. I suffered with it because I had uterine fibroids. And one of the terrible things that happens when you develop anemia from your heavy periods is your hair falls out and you almost go bald. And so it's a terrible side effect of that. And, you know, I've designed a place on my website to help people, because I was literally getting inundated with 1,000 emails a day from women. It's called Ask Lorna, and it's under the buttons on the side. You just go there and you can ask me a question, and you can talk to other women who've had the same problem and seen what they've used to fix their problems as well.
We're going to come back in a couple of minutes. I could talk to you for hours. Coming back a couple of minutes with Lorna to talk about belly fat, hormones, and lots more.
Let the sun shine in with Excalibur Glass. Get more out of your outdoor or indoor deck with a custom all-glass railing. Constructed with aluminum post supports, these railings are durable and attractive with no top or bottom rail to obscure your view. And, of course, it'll add value to your home. Get the most out of your scenery with a custom all-glass railing from Excalibur Glass. You'll clearly see the difference. Excalibur Glass and Aluminum, the homeowner's store, 2189 Keating Cross Road.
Imagine everything you're hearing represents your mouth. Do you hear the violins? They're your teeth. Do you hear the drums? They are your gums. Can you hear the flute? That's your tongue. Did you hear my accent disappear? That's oral cancer. When you don't know what you're looking for, dental health issues are easy to miss. Your dentist sees things you can't. A message from the British Columbia Dental Association.
Have you been living with a water entry problem in your basement or crawl space? Have you been reluctant to deal with it because you saw the mess and heard the cost next door at your neighbor's? Well, Earth Service Drainmaster has been solving water entry and drainage problems economically for 32 years. Trust our drainage team to restore, repair, or renew your existing system back into working condition. Call Earth Service Drainmaster at 250-479-0195. We will be glad to arrange a visit and assess your problem.
You've planned your international trip.
Yeah.
You're ready to go.
Yeah.
You've gotten your vaccines. It's not too late. Get it done at the Victoria Travel Clinic and People's Pharmacy. They offer a full range of travel services, including vaccines, a review of your itinerary, health assessment, and education on the prevention and self-treatment of travel-related diseases. Pick up what you need from their full range of natural and quality products. The Victoria Travel Clinic at People's Pharmacy. Visit today at Fairfield Road and Moss Street. Online at victoriatravelclinic.com.
We are back with Lorna Vanderhaeghe, and I have Shelley Humble in the studio. Shelley, aren't you learning so much?
I'm just amazed. Yeah, it is. And it's just so predominant with women, the issues. I was, as Lorna had said, I had a hysterectomy when I was 35 because of that issue of heavy bleeding, and that was it. There wasn't even a discussion. It was like, this is what you have to do.
Right.
Right? And that was it.
So now we know a lot more. And, you know, there's so many areas we can cover, so I hope you'll come back, Lorna. But I want to ask about diet. What is a good diet look like, a one-day diet for a woman? What should she be eating?
Oh, it's a great question. And I want to tell all those people who have given up on their weight loss program, get back on it right now because we're going to solve all these problems. So you need lots of vegetables. Get yourself a large Glad freezer bag with a Ziploc on top. And when you get up in the morning, throw in there carrots and celery and broccoli and sugar snap peas and cauliflower. Fill it to the top. And you're going to eat that all day long. You're going to take it in your car. You're going to eat it at your desk at work. And you want to start your day with protein. No more cereal and skim milk and toast because that's the breakfast of an overweight person. You want an egg, a chicken breast, a protein shake, protein powder in yogurt. If you love oatmeal, put a couple of scoops of protein powder in your oatmeal. And start the day with protein because it jump starts your fat burning furnace. It also gives you energy. It's good for your thyroid. And you need good, healthy fats, so extra virgin olive oil, coconut butter. Butter is definitely better than margarine, but coconut butter is even better because it actually burns fat. And you want to have a giant salad at lunch, and at every meal you're going to have a piece of protein the size of the palm of your hand. And you have to eat something every 3 hours, hence the reason for the big bag of veggies.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the person who eats at night, you need to find a hobby. So, you know, go for a walk with a friend in the neighborhood. If you plunk yourself in front of the TV and you start eating, then you need to find something to do at night.
Go to bed at 7.
Or go to bed at 7. It's a perfectly good solution, right? And buy yourself a rebounder. They're very inexpensive. They're a little trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
Plunk it in front of your TV and bounce on the rebounder through your TV show.
Once you get your bladder fixed, right?
Yeah. Well, we can fix that too, actually. On my website, we have a whole thing on bladder.
You?
Yeah, how to fix the bladder, the leaking bladder. But
you got all the answers, Lorna.
And then get on a couple of nutritional supplements that Health Canada's approved that work for weight loss even when you don't change your diet. So can you imagine if you combine these things with diet change? One of them is CLA, which you want to get the CLA that has a green tea in it. So look for CLA, which is a fat that burns fat, and take that along with what I just spoke about. And the second reason we tend to keep that weight on when we get older is because of insulin resistance. And anyone with skin tags, if you've got 4 skin tags or more, you're already heading towards diabetes.
Yikes.
And so you want to go and get yourself some GlucoSmart, which has 30 clinical studies showing that it drops belly fat. So those two nutritional supplements combined with the diet I just talked about And get rid of the white foods. If you're buying white bread, white rice, white pasta, white sugar, white potatoes, white flour, then you're going to have an overweight problem. And for women who really are suffering with that jelly belly, they need to get off grains.
Really?
If you poke your belly and it feels like it's full of water and it's all puffy, then you need to get off grains. And women will say, really? And then they say, can I take quinoa? Can I take this? And I say, no, just try it for 2 weeks. No grains. And I get emails from women, they'll say, I lost 9 pounds. And their belly just starts shrinking. And it's because they have a sensitivity towards grains, and that's why they pack on all this water.
Wow.
Huh.
I found all the solutions. Now, stress, is this GlucoSmart what you take for stress as well, or is it a different
no.
thing?
I go, and, you know, in Victoria Lifestyles Market, I've trained all their staff. They're mm-hmm. very well-versed. I've been in there and given several lectures now. So if you want help to figure out what to do, they're really good. And I would go and get an adrenal support nutrient if you're under stress. And, you know, this is where the health food store really shines, because we have clinically researched nutrients like 5-HTP, which you can find under the name SMILE, which is for depression, low mood. Those kinds of things are the first thing we should try before we ever go on an antidepressant, and really look at, you know, what you're eating. So mm-hmm. adrenal support nutrients and something like 5-HTP, which makes your happy hormones nice and high again and just gives you that peace. Just you just feel this calm come over you when you take it.
It's called SMILE?
It's called SMILE. And it makes you smile. It truly does.
I'll drive you over to get that
okay.
today, too.
Yeah.
And also, we've got a minute left here. Testosterone, the sexy the sex hormone. Hormone replacement. Are you for it, against it? What's your opinion on all that?
Oh, I take a three-pronged approach. The yellow light approach is bioidentical hormones. The red light approach is synthetic hormones, which we never use. And I've written the book Smart Woman's Guide on Hormones, which is dedicated to teaching us when we need bioidentical hormones and when we don't. And most women don't. So 90% of us don't need hormones. Only about 10% of us do. Mm. And then we need to do it right.
So we don't take testosterone or anything either?
Oh, yes, we could take testosterone. Testosterone's wonderful. Women have to realize they should use bioidentical testosterone cream. We apply it where hair grows, because testosterone will make hair grow where it's applied. And it works to get the va-va-voom back. But we have great nutritional supplements in the health food store for women that will get your libido back too.
Wow. Will you come back and talk to us again?
I would love to.
Oh, my goodness. We have so much to go through here. Yes. Lorna, it's great. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that to get your books and to know about your products?
They just go to the website, which is the word hormone and the word help, HELP.com, and they can ask me questions under the Ask Lorna button.
Beautiful. It's been great talking to you, Lorna. Really enjoyed it.
Very much.
I've got a lot of notes.
So do I.
And I've got to do some reading. Shelley, wonderful to have you on, TJ. Thank you as always. It's great to be back with you all. I hope you have a wonderful 2012. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.